Holy shit, dude. We did a show in front of people, which is crazy, I think.
It was a bit weird.
It was weird, but...
And it was short.
It was short.
That was the problem, you know?
How long was it?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Because 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow, for two people. Nah, that, I can't...
I feel like we
were getting into the flow of it, kind of.
Yeah. You were super nervous.
Yeah,
I was super nervous. One thing that you do that I've noticed, and I remember you did this. You did this last in drama.
Everywhere.
You used to speak so fast. You'd say your lines so quickly.
Too quickly.
Yeah.
But if I'm ranting, I feel like I'm just saying...
Whatever.
I think you're right, but I think that when I get angry, I get flustered. Maybe it is nervousness.
No, because I do it a lot. I know that I do it a lot, and also when I feel like I'm under pressure, then I'm just like...
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
You fine with this room smelling like this? It's kind of loud.
I don't know.
Do you want to open a window or something?
I'm Gucci.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I don't want you getting... Call me high and high, or high and secondhand high.
That's not a good name. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of High and Dry Pod.
Great to be here.
It's me, 1X, and 2Puff.
2Puff, what's up, son?
What's up, son? It was a good experience though.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we did it.
Do you think we'd do it again? You want to do it again?
I think so. I like the idea of like talking to people
directly.
Like that is cool when I was like pointing at people and asking them things.
Yeah.
We could have done that a lot more, but I think that they're having another one, so I think we should if we do it, we should just try it again. Mm. Cuz like
yeah,
we can't
definitely.
Just because if we have if Did you enjoy it? Would you think that you would want to do it again?
I think the nitpicky part of it was that it was short.
Yeah.
No, because like you can't really do a pod.
Yeah. No.
A podcast in like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, you can't.
You know.
Yeah. But then also people have to sit there for 15 minutes. But it's also two people, though.
No, but it's the thing is, like, it's still a conversation.
Yeah.
You know? They're still listening to the conversation. And the thing is, when we did do it, a lot of it was us talking to the audience as well.
Yeah. And it was things that we had already hashed on this podcast already, kind of. So we had some things to themes and, what's the better word? Flow of conversation.
Yeah.
Streams of consciousness. I don't know. But that's what they were when we were doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't like, when we did the podcast, I wasn't like, I'm going to complain about butternut and rice like this way, and this way. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's true.
When I did it, that's what I complained about. Anyways. But no, it's great to be back. And
this is where it was born, you know? Like
yeah.
What we're doing
right now,
it's
chilled
like
in the fucking, it feels like you're almost hiding away. As well, when I think about speaking into a mic and then speaking in my mind, I feel like it's the stakes are raised and it's uncomfortable, but ultimately it can be better.
Yeah.
Right. I think I don't know. Maybe not in terms of a podcast, but definitely like stand up and trying to be like funny in front of people.
Yeah, but live doing stuff live is way more scary.
Yeah. No.
You know,
of course.
It's because like. Here we're able to like pause, go take a pee, you know, get like some coffee, some tea.
We don't normally do.
No, we don't.
But
like remember, we often do it when we order McDonald's just before we start a pod.
Yeah, for sure. Oh no, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, it was. I think I would do it again. Maybe I'd like more people.
Mm.
Yeah. But then
it was a small audience, but it's also because
also
COVID.
It's also COVID, and also I like the fact that we started with a small audience, the people we kind of knew, because there was no pressure. Like if we had booked a venue and shit, and then five people show up, it's like that's a little bit, but that's also cool though as well. At the end,
yeah,
like because then even when I was up there, I wasn't ever complaining like oh there's only. Six people here.
Yeah.
I was just happy that I was there, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
You're
or
able
like
to share your story.
Yeah, man. My experience.
Oh,
share my perspective.
Share your perspective.
Oh my god, it's so important.
Perspectives.
My perspective is important.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was good. And also, like, some of the comedians were actually really good as well.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they were.
It's great to see, like, there's a lot of young talent. Because you don't usually see that. You see older comedians that aren't.
I think the thing is, nigga, how often do you go to a comedy show?
Me? Not that often. Nigga. Not that often.
Like, I've been to twice. To twice?
You've been to twice.
That sounds like
a good comedy show. Two twice. Desmond, no. Two twice.
What?
Desmond, two twice, because yeah, two.
Oh, okay.
Come on, keep up.
No.
I'm a comedian, dude. I'm a comedian. Xeno comedy.
Zoe Schmidt comedy. It's so funny. It's such a funny thing that I'm like, every time Sophie even makes a joke, I just go, Zoe Schmidt comedy. But I think that will die out. That joke's something that I'll have for like a bit, and then she'll actually be a successful comedian, and then I'm like, okay, well, I can't say that anymore.
You definitely can, though.
Yeah, I think
you definitely can.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because the thing is also when
reality.
It's different when the comedians are your friends.
Yeah,
you know,
it has to be. I mean, you need to keep people in place. Do you feel?
Yeah, we need to keep you in place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 100%. Oh, okay. No, I was more speaking in the terms of keeping a bitch in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Getting shit, dude.
We exact on the same wavelength. So I read an interesting fact today. Don't know how true it is, and I want it to be true because it would be pretty cool. Is that So you know your body's made out of like DNA, right? Yeah. Your body's made out of DNA, right? And if you had to untangle basically all of your DNA, right? If you had to untangle all your DNA and then stretch them, but lay them out. It would be wider than the universe. It would span the entirety of the universe.
How long was the universe?
It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Yeah, I know, but how can we measure? Okay, then we know how big the universe is, right? No?
Yeah, we have an estimation. Okay. I don't know exactly how big it is, but it's up there. It's right.
Oh wait, so our actual physical DNA.
Like structure. Our DNA structure. So like, you know, like, so the helix, DNA helix.
Wow, so we are actually the universe, kind of.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically the entire universe can fit in you, and you can fit in an entire universe.
Bro, I know that we can fit an entire universe in you. I know that for I know that for certain.
Yes, you can.
I'm joking. Just like a terrible fat joke.
But yeah, no, I was just reading. I read that and I was like, no, that's not true. I don't know.
I have no idea what followed.
I don't know how true that. I don't know how true it is, but like, it was just something interesting to think about. That even though we are so small compared to the rest of the universe, we still somehow connected.
Mm.
Like, even if it's in that small way, you know. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, even though...
I think I'm going to get it maybe in, like, 5 seconds, just when you carry on talking. Well,
okay. Like, even though that the universe is so large and we are pretty much just a speck, we still connected through...
Yeah.
Even though the universe is so large, the universe and our souls are still connected.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can you hear me if I talk like this?
Yeah, I can.
I don't really have anything to say. I'm so high and like, yeah, I always thought that. I always not. You kind of just get that. Honestly, dude, you take shrooms and you're like, oh yeah, you just figure it out.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't have to look up the fact.
Yeah.
that's what I'm saying.
Like it just flows into your mind. You're like, oh yep, yeah, I'm gonna store that in my mind Wikipedia. My Mindedia.
No, but okay. But it literally does though. You go like, oh, you look up and you're like, oh shit. And then
okay.
Like you just, it's not necessarily that like the DNA, yeah, but you know that you're one with it.
So you're saying that every time you get high you like
not
you,
high. You, no, well,
when you trip.
If you trip. Well, it depends though.
So every time you trip, you like take out a book out of like the universe library, read it, and then put it back. And you're like, but I'm a little bit smarter.
No, but then
what?
Okay, maybe. But then also there's the shit, what did it say again? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, like it's like
yeah. You know, I forgot to highlight that.
you know when you read a book? Yeah. You know when you read a book and you're just like
you're trying to read a couple pages back.
Yeah, like you read like an entire chapter, and on every line, you're like, oh, whoa. You get to the end of the chapter, and you're like, I didn't read any of that, and then you have to go back.
Mm. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that you know you can reach that kind of level through not drugs as well. You can meditate. You can.
Yeah.
You could. I don't know. Lucid dream. I don't know. Like there's so many. Like ways to like tap into that kind of thing that doesn't really involve drugs. It's like that's why it's beautiful, because it is natural. But I really should. I wonder. Like I've always read about that stuff, like meditation and how great it is, and you know, microdosing and just like a whole bunch of things to mentally kind of through more natural. Natural ways, I would say. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just to improve your.
There's something called.
But my thing is, I've just never done it.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't ever. I remember doing it like a little bit, and then like and having like great results, and just like life, it changes, and it's not. You know, it's a habit, and it's like it's a. I don't know why it's such a difficult habit, because it's so simple. It's just sitting,
because
just dedicating yourself to sitting down for like 15 minutes or 10 minutes.
We aren't wired anymore to just chill.
Yeah. And like it's always like this, though.
Like when I say chill, like literally what?
Sit and do nothing.
Just sit and
just fucking chill.
Because we're on our phone.
We want to be doing something.
Doing something. And
man, that's why I think we should make probably a conscious effort to hike. And like go up and seriously just sit and do nothing. There is nothing to do. You don't have, there's no signal. Like, why be on your phone right now?
Dude, even up just on like.
But it's just like people, like I started there was a hiking group that I got invited to. Bro, they're up at 5 though. Up on the mountain, like 6. Up on the mountain.
No, I don't. No.
Bro.
No.
It's just the level of white that you have to have for that shit, man. Fucking
oh
hell.
My gosh, dude, that's funny.
Sorry.
I don't think that I can like. But you know what's the great thing about doing a hike at 5 is that you'll have the rest of the day.
Yeah, to do
after you come down from the hike, and you'll feel good, fresh.
Bro, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to sleep, dude.
You get back, bro. You're like, okay, nap time.
Yeah, it's like because you're just so like, wow, this is amazing, amazing. Overload in like a nice sense.
Yeah.
And you're walking, you're doing shit physical, and then what's that? Is that a bed with a pillow? Ooh.
Yeah, that's Oof. True. There that's true.
Welcome to come to daddy. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was. I did more hiking though.
Mm, we should start doing it.
It's a good activity.
We should like, dude, it'd be great to have like a hike podcast.
Hike podcast.
Mm.
We could invest in like a portable like recorder.
Really?
Yeah, okay. We could.
We'll keep that on the back burner.
Like it's gonna be burnt by the time we get to it.
Yeah. Like maybe not back, but like further down, like the butt burner.
Butt burner. 100%. 100%.
Yeah. With the shit kind of with the fecal matter.
I forgot what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, the thing is like I do really wanna hike. But I also want to get back into team sports. Like a team sport.
Mm. Not like soccer or something?
Like soccer. Football.
Football.
Or rugby. I was even thinking about taking cricket up again.
Oh, yeah. Cricket's nice.
Yeah, it's just that
it's a lot of standing around.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like, you know, you're not gonna like, okay, now listen, guys. When cricket is awesome, great, great athletes, highly respectable. They look like little bitches though. They all look like not like normal dudes. Like, sure, like, okay, cool, you can focus really well.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on your Ritalin, okay. But or you're on your Adderall.
I
don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'm just saying, you know, when I think like athlete, I'm not cricketer is not the
first thing that you think of.
It really is on the butt burner.
The butt burner.
I'm
the same. I also don't really think. When I think cricket, I don't think.
Play tennis? I would play with you.
You'd play with me.
Yeah.
But like on a team or against me?
Well, either one.
Oh, I'm not much of a tennis.
You don't like tennis.
I prefer the reason why I don't like tennis is because 80% of the game.
It's white. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
No. 80% of the game, you are fetching the ball.
Oh. No, but then you just get so many balls.
You
have to pick them up.
You have to still pick them up.
Oh man.
That's why I prefer squash, because it's enclosed.
Right.
And you don't have to. There's a lot of running around.
It's
a
completely different like movement.
Though. Yeah, it
is. They're not even the same. I remember going into like a squash court version with my friend, and I was like, "I got this." I played tennis a lot, and then it's not.
It's not like it's not 10 minutes in on a squash court is it's tiring.
Yeah,
you know. Like tennis, like you hit the ball and it's like, okay, cool, go and fetch the ball. Hit the ball, go fetch the ball.
Yeah. But then the squash movement is like that kind of.
It's that one that's like that when you kind of lift your.
What?
Like that's the movement that you have to constantly do.
What, pick the ball up?
Yeah. You walk around like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With tennis, I feel like you can kind of.
Like you'll play a lot. And then pick up the balls, and you'll have like a ball there. Just pick up two balls. It's only at the end where it's like a real mission.
Mm.
I feel like I remember. Shit.
I remember going to this like place in America where they had these machines. They just picked up balls for them. Like it's crazy.
Mm.
Just like a little. It was like a gun kind of.
That picked up balls.
Yeah. They just like spray it.
Oh, so like what? Like it sucked the balls out by the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, yeah. Just put them every on the.
God, that'd be
basket. That'd be amazing. Would you play tennis then?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. If I don't have to pick up a ball,
yeah.
I will play tennis.
Do you have a racket?
I do.
Okay.
I've got like, I think I have two. It's not mine. It's like
Because I am a member of the Nut Club here.
The tennis club.
Mm.
Oh.
It's like $30.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. My go-to sport would probably be rugby.
Mm. Yeah.
But
well,
the problem is
CTE
everybody.
High.
What?
CTE high.
CTE.
Oh, concussion trauma. Yeah.
Oh. The only problem. Yeah, you see, the only problem with rugby is that
headaches.
everybody that I'd probably play with is probably three times my size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that. That's like, it's a bit like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, there's this guy at jiu-jitsu who used to be a rugby player. Bro, it's like, hold on, how big is he? 240, so that's...
240 kgs? Or
no.
Centimeters? Centimeters?
No, pounds.
240 pounds?
Mm.
He's 240 pounds.
Mm.
I don't know how much that is in kgs.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to work it out, bro.
Oh, how much?
Then now you're busy talking, chucking all these numbers in my fucking head. Can't do it.
25.
Too many numbers.
16.
So he must be
342.
120. It's a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
How tall is he?
It's like, yeah. It's like a head. Kind
a
of
head,
head,
head, bigger
head taller than me. But he's like wide.
Yeah, yeah.
And fortunately, jiu-jitsu, it doesn't matter, so I beat him. What a great setup for that, actually. No. The problem is, though, as soon as he's on top of me, there's nothing. I remember rolling him the second time, and he got on top. I was like, oh.
Tap out.
I physically can't do anything right now.
Tap out.
I'm just like this. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm tired. It's like,
like that tired, and there's a 240-pound man on.
Yeah.
Did you watch the match with the fight between the UFC fighter, the female UFC fighter, and this fat guy?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
You haven't watched it. Have you heard of it? I haven't watched it.
What happens?
She just
beats the shit out of him. Yeah.
She won. Apparently it was like this was stupid. It was like, why was this even a thing?
Oh, really? Yeah. Wait. How big was the guy?
He was huge. He was big.
And how big was the girl?
I think she was like
normal size.
Yeah, normal size. I think she was like medium weight.
Do you know how beat him? Did you strike him?
Sorry?
Did he knock? I doubt she knocked him out.
Oh, I'm not sure, but it's apparently a good watch for to prove to like how jiu-jitsu is actually just.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh, it was a jiu-jitsu match.
No. I think she just knew jiu-jitsu. I think it was an MMA fight.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think it was an MMA fight, and she just knew jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I might be completely wrong.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's how it works. And the thing is what's funny is, like, it is interesting. As soon as, even when I do jiu-jitsu, though, there'll be women that are higher belt than me, and I know that if I go for if I fight the same way with dudes, it's they complain.
Why?
Well, because they're like half my size. There still is a difference. If someone knows it and like, you know, is super strong.
But are you
do but, you, but then I'll start what then what I'll do is I'll take it as a drill for me to not use my full strength, because that's also an important part of jiu-jitsu. Uh-huh. is not having to rely constantly on strength.
Okay.
So when I roll with one of the females, and there's not that many, so maybe it's just like the pool that I have that isn't, you know.
Mm.
But if I it's just different. With dudes compared to a woman, it is different. And like, even like they'll say like, oh, we like rolling with you because you are not so you know,
wuss.
Yeah, no, because with dudes it's like, oh, it's fucking rough. it's fucking rough.
Yeah.
It's really, dudes have that thing, women don't have that thing, not as much, I don't think. But it's great to see. Jiu-jitsu is a great tool for the little guy, girl. Sorry. The thing is striking, just that. That's
what's striking.
Or just being able to punch. If you know how, knew how to punch, I probably did. Wait, so a guy who had no experience.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Really? I don't know all the details.
Okay.
But cool. But going back to the reason why we started the sport.
Oh yeah.
I want to start playing a team sport again.
Yeah. It's sense of community as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. So one thing that I miss about it. Because I really enjoyed it. And it was difficult in the beginning when I first started playing. Like, when I first started playing rugby, it was really difficult in the beginning because.
Did you play in primary school?
High school.
Oh yeah, well, a bit.
What?
Well, at Cedar, so it wasn't really like a.
No, but it wasn't necessarily that. It was just that there was no one, to.
Oh really?
No one like actually wanted to play, but it's such a good sport. I flipping love it. Because the amount of stamina you actually need in that sport, because it requires you to have so much strength and stamina that if you don't have a balance between your strength and stamina, you're not going to be able to survive. Because like if you can run fast, right? Or if you're quick but you get tackled, right? Mm. If you can run or you're very agile, right? Mm. And if you do get tackled and you're not very strong, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to be quite strong as well.
Mm.
But also have that momentum and that agility.
Yeah.
And it's like there's so many I remember my captain, my old captain, we were planning plays, and the amount of thought and stuff.
Yeah.
Like what if the other team does this?
If you get to that, yeah, you get deep into that level.
Yeah, like he planned. I remember he had like a 15-step like plan.
Right.
Like an A, B, C, and D of like a single plan, and it was like it was crazy because and the thing is he's the only one who actually technically knows what's happening on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone else is just listening to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Like you just like
wow, that's awesome.
It's like as soon as you get to that level and it's like just like a wild oil machine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like 1, 2, 3 and and you win games like that.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's really cool.
And like people don't see that really.
No one sees that. Yeah.
And like that's the thing is like I just learning about sports, you. As soon as you do a sport and you do it to that level, you understand the intricacy of everything, of all of it.
Yeah.
Soccer, cricket, martial arts, I don't even know. Baseball's kind of...
You know, baseball's actually...
Baseball's kind of shitty.
It's quite big in South Africa.
What?
Well, Cape Town.
Like big, big like a mouse? Sorry. That's
big that's like a mouse? Mean,
what kind of fucking metaphor is that? Big like a mouse? Huh?
yeah, apparently it's quite big. Apparently it's quite big here. Like, not all of them, but a lot of the soccer fields in Cape Town that are owned, like on property that's owned by government, they usually have a baseball field there as well. And I was like, is baseball really that big compared to like it's usually baseball and football. It's never baseball. It's never like football and soccer. Football and rugby, football and cricket. It's like it's football and baseball.
Mm.
Which is strange.
Wait, actually.
I'm never
more popular than cricket. No, come on.
Actually, okay, I think
No. Don't be stupid. No.
But the difference is that where there's cricket, there's never a football pitch.
Mm.
You know,
like
there's always a cricket pitch, but there's never a football pitch.
Mm. I
suppose it is like very different. Yeah. Like it's a circle compared to like a rectangle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
and like just like the big section of the middle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I remember. We were playing cricket like back in primary school, and we were playing cricket and I slid. I hit the ball. And I think we were going for a third run, and they threw the ball back to the wicketkeeper, and I slid, and I like literally just had a gash on my leg. It was so bad.
Yeah, like, dude, cricket's a fucking hard sport.
It's a hard ass sport.
Fuck, man, cricket is. I remember
like the ball itself is as hard as a golf ball.
Yeah, yeah. Why does the ball have to be so hard, bro? Yeah. Okay. No, it makes sense. But
does it? Wait. No. Does it?
I think, Nick, regardless if it's moving at that speed, it's going to hurt. It's
But do you want to take a cricket ball for the face or like
if you
want
to be able to spin,
ball.
Don't you need a heavier ball?
It'd have to
be a hard surface ball for sure, right?
I don't know what the reason is.
There were ones that were like coconuts and it was like the ones that got that were super like big and like almost bulging because of like the use. But then there were nice ones. I remember actually getting a match ball once and I got it signed. I have no idea where it is. Why the fuck would I keep that? But
honestly, why are cricket balls so hard? Because the only reason that I can think of is that
the bat?
no, to bounce, to have a ball, like a ball that hard bounce, you need a hard surface.
Right.
You know, and it has to be, and the surface has to be flat as well. But it's just so strange that, because even like in like a, like kiddies, like cricket, like the tennis ball, in quotes, is a hard tennis ball.
Mm.
You know? Have yeah. you play with like a those hard tennis balls?
Yeah.
Like even those flipping hit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it really makes a difference when the ball's coming at you fucking 80
okay. If you want okay, if you had to get hit by a tennis ball or a cricket ball at the same speed,
a tennis ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Just because of the furriness.
that was furry.
Fuck, man. I remember fucking during the holidays, my parents would just be like you obviously we need to work.
What?
So like, we need to work. So you need to go fucking play cricket for like half the day. What?
Half.
They make me go like in the morning 7 a.m. and just I feel like you know what I feel like maybe it was for in my head I've like made it like months and months. But it's like probably just like a week.
Or it was just 1 week.
Yeah. And it's like so miserable in the fucking mornings, and you're like, your hands are fucking cold, and you have to catch these balls that are like, bro. Yeah. Oh man.
Did you ever have those days where you pretty much play cricket for the entire day against different teams?
Yeah.
Those were the flipping worst. Dude. Those were the worst. And then you also play against like
mini cricket. You play mini cricket. Do you remember that, dude? How the fuck did the runs work? I remember being like hitting like things like out of the park, and it was just like 1, 2. You got 10, and it's like
I really don't
feel like I did. Like there are times where you just smack it into like 5 different games. Like the ball just goes like all the way through.
I don't think I ever remember asking or. I don't even think I knew how the points worked.
Yeah.
I just bowled and hit the ball sometimes.
Right,
And try to catch the ball.
It was funny because like every fucking time I would do anything, like when I was a kid and I require concentration, I'd stick my tongue out.
Mm.
So yeah. all the fucking photos that I have of me play cricket, it's like, it just looks stupid.
I feel like that's like the worst idea to like stick your tongue out. In a cricket match, because
I'm not doing it intentionally, nigga. Do you think I'm like, oh, I'm playing cricket now? Let me stick my tongue out. Like that's not how it fucking works. hold on, guys.
Do you still do that?
Every now and again, and I'm like when I'm like in when I'm in flow, I'll be like, if I'm playing like a video game or something, that's like I'm like, oh.
I wonder what I do because I'm trying to think.
That's what it is.
What is that?
I wanted that face. I wanted that face sound. You know what I mean?
My concentration face is. I just close my eyes and that's my concentration face.
Yeah.
I close my eyes.
Yeah. When you drive, close your eyes. Yeah, close my eyes. Fucking focused right now.
I put the music off. I close my eyes.
Oh, that nigga crashed.
I was concentrating, officer. Mm. I promise I was concentrating.
Are you blind? No, I'm just really in focus right now. How? Oh, man.
Flip, wait. Oh, cricket. Yeah. Did you ever do soccer? Did you ever play football?
I did. There was something else that I preferred over soccer. Because it had to be like... You had two, and like there were different tiers, I think.
There were different tiers.
So there were ones that were like more like table tennis.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a bit of a joke. No, for kids.
It's a joke.
Yeah, no. For kids, it's just like a little bit of fun. Like on a Friday. The way that they structured it, it wasn't like they were like hard sports you need to do, it was like an activity. So they would just have like table tennis. You could, if you were a fucking loser faggot, you can go do chess. I did chess for quite a while, but like whatever. Like I never actually played though.
Played what?
Oh, you know what I did? Oh, I remember. Yeah, I said that I was going to I was like, okay, I'm definitely for chess, and then instead of like doing an actual sport or something, because Like, I was doing, how many was I doing? I was doing cricket, tennis. Like, that's enough. I feel like cricket and tennis is enough. You know what okay. I mean? I think. Cricket I think for tennis. A kid.
Yeah, that's true.
Cricket and tennis. Did and you then, and then I'm doing music lessons. Like you know.
I can't remember what it's called. Did you ever play a sport called, not a sport, like a game called handball? So.
Like every break?
No, that's hand tennis.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's how I
yeah. I was also playing handball, like.
Yeah. No, so handball is.
Oh, sorry, hand tennis.
So
I don't call it hand tennis ever. I call it handball.
You call it handball?
Yeah.
So I in my school, so yeah. In my primary school, handball was a game that we played with like a soccer ball or something, right? And we use our hands or our fists to hit it into each other's legs. And if it hits your legs, you're out.
Okay. That's interesting.
And it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
man.
Like everyone, so everyone is like everyone's.
How are you aligned?
What do you mean?
Like, are you in a court, four square?
Oh no, so eight? Like you, so it's just an open field. You can go anywhere you want, you just hit the ball, and it's every man for themselves.
So whoever gets the ball.
So if you have the ball, you can like basically you can.
How do you get the ball? Can you fucking rugby tackle, punch people?
No, you can't. No. You can hit the ball away from somebody using your hands.
Is that it?
And you can like try and get.
Are you on teams?
You're not on teams.
So it's every man for himself.
Every man for himself.
Okay. All women, all mixing, all work mixing.
Yeah, but it was a good game. Yeah. That was a really good game.
Mm. Wow.
What?
Yeah, I remember. All I wanted to do was just play something.
Yeah. Like, so all I want to do is still play.
And it wasn't even like I. It's weird when you're like I remember playing hand tennis the most.
Mm.
I would just always be playing hand tennis.
Oh, dude, the some of the pictures of you playing hand tennis. Yeah, yeah. Bunnies.
Yeah, yeah. No, dude, because it's important. Because it's the only thing. That's the only
you
thing.
You were so serious that about
I got
it.
So serious. Because, nigga, listen.
You were so serious.
The whole other 6 hours, I wasn't. Because I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? And in hand tennis, bro, fucking pass me that shit. I'm king, bitch. Yeah, yeah.
You were so serious.
Mm.
I actually, you know what?
It matters.
My favorite hand tennis games were six square hand tennis. Yeah, yeah. Those were my favorite.
You have a bigger ball?
No. Same size ball, but it was just six squares. Those were my favorite.
I remember doing like one-on-one.
One-on-one.
And then the funniest thing is you just go like.
Like yeah, you're there. Just like, and then like just bounces really slowly towards
like off the court.
And
have you seen like the tennis players where like what's his name? Federer, where he like does it like someone like hits it
really hard, and he's just like,
and then the opponent starts like walking away like there's no way, and then he's like, and then it's like it like curves round the fucking net. Oh my god!
No, I've not seen
fucking
those.
Stupid shit.
Is that allowed? Can it go round?
No. It can. It's like from what it doesn't matter how it gets there, as long as it bounces the net. Okay.
So it doesn't matter if it goes. So well, it just can't bounce out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can like float.
Same with table tennis. Is that you
float.
In table tennis, you can just.
That's true.
I remember in Spain they would. What is it? Paddle. It's like a Spanish. It's like you'll have a
Spanish
court.
Version of.
It's like half a court, half a tennis court.
Yeah.
And it's doubles. I think you can also do singles, but mainly doubles. And you have a wall, so you can bounce it off the wall.
Mm.
And use the wall to like hit it over, like however you want. You can hit it against the wall. I think you can if you get enough.
What do we call that in hand tennis? Rebounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's rebounds off the back wall.
That's pretty
it's
cool.
Awesome. I was so bad at it, so bad. Like I couldn't. It's like a different feel. I kept.
What
like
type of racket do you use? Tennis racket?
No, it's not a tennis racket. It's like a wooden, just like a wooden. Board kind of
not
wooden obviously, but like,
and you use a tennis ball.
Yeah, it's a tennis ball. Yeah,
okay.
It was a very
very interesting and like very high paced, which is nice. God, I was lacking the stamina. I was lacking the stamina. Yeah, I was like big into like bodybuilding and stuff then, and then I was also on this extreme weight cut, so I was like just not up for cardio. It's more cardio. then it was already assigned to me. You know what I mean? Fuck.
And I also think that's like one of the reasons why I want to do more.
You stop breathing into this fucking mic.
Why I want to do more team sport is that a lot of it requires a lot of stamina, and which requires you to do cardio.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
And the best cardio is like stop start cardio, where you're like not just like running in place, or not, you know, running for 45 minutes or whatever the fuck. Because that's also boring as fuck.
Yeah, it's boring. That's the thing. It's so boring. And I don't understand how people do this.
But also, the stop start starts you up and like brings you up to intense. It's better to be intense, shorter, but way more intense than like this monotonous. Unless you're trying to work out a specific endurance. If you're trying to build up an endurance for like a run, that makes sense.
Because
if you're a runner, it makes sense. But if you're looking for forms of weight loss, that's not my first recommendation for sure.
Because like I remember I flipped it. This fucking killed me. Like back when we were training for rugby, we did so many flipping burpees. It kills you so bad.
Burpees are the fucking motherfucker.
But the reason why is because you're on the ground like 60% of the time.
Yeah.
And you have to get up.
Get up.
You have to get up as quickly as possible. So because you need to make that fall.
Man, and it's like explosive burpees.
And it's like you have to be. It's like it's quick.
Fuck,
it's
man.
Like you get down and you have to be up there.
I should be doing more burpees now that I think about it.
Yeah, no, dude, I need to be doing a lot more of everything.
I remember doing them constantly, like when I was doing martial arts, constantly.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, like, if there was an exercise.
Yeah.
That was just pure ass.
Yeah.
Just pure burpees. Like no, just like stinky, ugh, like kind of, like. It's burpees.
Yeah,
burpees are the fucking fucking worst. 100%. Every single time. There's never a time I'm like, ooh, I really kill. I'm like, ugh, man. Like every.
Yeah. But it pays off.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Of
like,
course.
I remember. There's this one game where we would always be our defense was so tight, and the reason it was so tight is because we filled up holes so quickly.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, we did.
That's
we
what filled up some said. Holes. Oh!
I lost. I mean, like that was like 3 seconds. Like,
what?
Crazy. I didn't even say anything.
Oh, well done.
Thanks.
Yeah, but we filled up our gaps in our wall really quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, no matter what I say, you're gonna be like, okay. And it was just thanks to burpees, because we were able to. Get up, quick.
But
you know, Ethan's like look at me and with big eyes and he's just nodding his head like yeah.
Eyebrows raised,
looking at him like yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Fill up those holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
dang stuff.
I know what you're talking about.
Dang stuff. That's what she said. Yeah. It's. There's also like, there's something about kind of suffering with people. There's the camaraderie of like this fucking sucks. It's hot and we're doing all these goddamn burpees with some fucking.
But the thing is, you also push each other.
Yeah, you also push each other.
I remember that was my favorite thing. Mm. The favorite thing about it was that I would always stop.
Yeah.
When I think I was done, but my like everyone was like, no, you can like let's go. We go. And we're all going. If one of us stops, then we all have failed. You know? Like it's like that sense of like, you don't want to let anybody down.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember.
You don't want to be the bitch letting everybody down.
Yeah, and there's some kids that like you could see that it just doesn't. They didn't get affected by it. Like I remember playing this game, against like an England team or something. We were doing like a tour. And I was playing for my club. And the club, we were doing pretty badly.
Yeah.
And the club, like, head just came down. And he's like, he was very old. Like, he started the club. Well, not started the club, but
he was there. He was running the club
for a long
back
time.
Back in Jesus' time.
Yeah, he taught us, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And he, like,
Yeah, it was very cool. He was a very cool guy. And when he got there, we were just losing so badly. And I remember thinking, like, God, this is, must be embarrassing. Because he'd been sick and, like, he was, like, on his way out pretty much.
Yeah.
And one of my friends just was, like, standing on the field, like, with his arms behind his back, like, looking just not at the game, obviously. And, like, in my head, I'm, like, I was also probably doing, like, I was probably not being 100% focused. Yeah. As soon as I saw him, I was, like, oh, I need a fucking...
Yeah.
Like... at least look like
you doing something.
I'm doing something, which is difficult in cricket because you're just fucking standing. You're literally just standing there. There's nothing you can do. You're waiting until like the next thing, and then it doesn't even go to you, and you're like, okay, I'm just gonna still stand here. It's so weird. And then someone hit a ball to the kid who was just like looking away.
Yeah.
And he just and it like rolled by him.
Yeah.
And he was like still looking away. Oh, and we were like, no. And we were like, Chris! And he was like, oh! And then, like, suddenly, it's just like, I remember seeing that and going, like, wow, you saw that, huh? God.
There was this game that we did, and I was doing something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fielding, and I was just like, I was just staring off. I think I was having a conversation with my friend, who was like, we were placed next to each other. And like we were having a conversation, and then the ball comes towards both of us, and we like have this conversation, and then like everyone's just shouting like, "Hey!" And we just like both look, and we're like,
and then you both go for the ball, and you scramble. Of course.
And it took us a full like 10 seconds to actually finally get the ball and throw it back.
Man.
And by the time they like actually got like 4 runs off of us, they should have like gotten like 2 maybe.
It's weird how you in cricket you can't run 4.
You can.
Can you?
If you're bad. If the fielders are bad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 3 is like, okay. Like, that makes one.
Like, if you're sprinting. Like, if you're sprinting.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, dude, did you have to wear protection?
What do you mean? Or, like, on the field?
Yeah.
No.
No, not on the field. Like batting.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But in junior cricket. Like, did you wear protection
in mini cricket?
Mini cricket.
And I remember getting hit like a couple times.
And I remember there was this one kid. There was always one kid whose mom made sure that he was wearing a protection, right? And I was a little bit jealous.
His mom cared about his dick. Yeah, ain't that a thing, right? Oh
gosh.
Your mom not. Oh,
you know what put me off continuing cricket was the ball guard, the ball guard, the ball guard, the ball guard. That put me off.
What the fact that you needed one?
Yeah.
Why?
It just looked so uncomfortable.
Oh, felt uncomfortable?
No, it looked uncomfortable. I never put it on.
Oh, no, nigga, you need to get your own one, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Like, I'm not gonna like, yo, dude. Let me test out your ball guard. Oh man,
God. Imagine pre-COVID, am I right? Jesus Christ.
Did you have one?
I think once. I did have one, but when I remember forgetting one, and it's like I just use the schools. Like,
No.
God, are you fucking crazy?
No.
And like it's brown, like nigga. Yeah. Fuck.
Like it's like it comes white.
Oh.
Oh, that is mank. That is mank.
That is. Fuck, dude. How much to lick that?
How much to lick that? 5 million.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bit ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that you asked me that question.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember something else that happened in cricket. Well, I remember it wasn't cricket, but I remember once when I just arrived at school and I just put my bag down and there's like a doof, and I'm like, that doesn't feel so good. And I just hear this hockey ball like roll, and I'm like, no way. It was like my vision was getting like kind of dizzy. I'm like, oh shit, I just got hit with a fucking hockey ball. Yeah. And then like out of nowhere, I just see my friend like, oh, he'd run from like across the fucking like field, like, and then he was like, dude, are you okay? And I was like, what happened? And he's like, that was a ball. Oh, it was a hockey ball. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna skip math. And then went to the office. Like straight away was like, I just got hit with a fucking rule. Like, oh shit, you can skip math. I was like, yeah, yeah, cool, cool, cool.
Okay. Right.
Wow, did we fill up a full fucking 45 minutes?
We filled up 50 minutes.
50 minutes of just talking about fucking sport.
Yeah.
Dude, we're a bunch of fucking butts, bro.
Yeah, bro. Lekker, bro. Oh, dude, listen, when I get home, I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on the sport channel. Gonna watch my F1s.
Sport channel. You could just say Super Sport, bro.
Oh, bro, listen, every sport channel super.
Oh.
It doesn't matter what sport channel, every sport channel super. Man. Except for the chess channel.
Oh,
okay.
Bro.
Thanks, everyone.
Chess or Super Sport? Do they? I think so.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did get this far, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow us at High and Dry Pod on Instagram. And we love you guys. And
check you in the next one.
Gang shit.